Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to have you here. If you're new, and some of you might be new, you need to go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource for you to understand why events are unfolding, what's happened before world history, what has led to these events, and then obviously what's going to maybe happen in the future. Very interesting time to be alive. Like I said before, you are blessed. You know, I watched the Matrix movie, like I've talked about so many times. I watched it actually last night, and it is literally like The Part. Everyone's got to retrain their brains and actually really understand what is going on. There are two sides that are vying for control of this world, and you can literally see this move and counter move taking place. Okay, what's happening with tariffs? Well, do you think this is really about tariffs? No, it's about economic war. Economic war has been waged against the United States of America with COVID to collapse it, to destroy it, to lead to a power structure changing war, which would obviously be the end of the American dream and obviously the good in this world, right? Because the Western world is the good in this world. It's not perfect. The Western world is full of corruption, but it's all we got, ladies and gentlemen. And if you really want to understand what's happening, it all relates to a struggle. That's all it is. So we're going to begin once more. This is about the tariffs. No, it's not about tariffs. It's not. It's about war. So if you understand what Trump is doing, it's very, very simple. Very, very simple. It's cutting the U.S. dollar. What's going to happen when the U.S. dollar is cut? Obviously, more jobs and more things are going to go into the United States of America. GDP is going to go up. He's going to cut taxes. What is going to happen? Well, economically, he's binding China and he's binding Russia. Oil prices are going down. And Russia, I can't do this today, man. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. The best resource in the history of the world for what is going on is actually theawakener.ca. If you go to theawakener.ca, you can see all the things that are happening and we'll explain to you what is going on. This podcast is a little bit different, and I'm just going to kind of complain for a second, okay? This podcast is so different that we actually don't talk about things that are happening in the way the kind of media is highlighting things. Case in point, remember how I told you that the people who are kind of popular right now, who think and profess they know what's going on, actually don't really know what's going on? Remember how we told you about these people have a deep, dark, and evil history? Remember how I told you Russell Brand, for example, this guy, Joe Rogan, all these people all went to the same parties? They were all involved in the same things. And the things that they were doing, they're all doing to save their soul. Why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it, like I told you, is because to get themselves off their crimes. Because they all went to the same events, the same parties. They all passed around the same people. Everyone's involved. Everyone is compromised. It's way worse than you think it is. What is really happening is that our enemies have figured out a way to attack us. This way to attack us is to put in people who are compromised and blackmailed, to feed us an agenda, to lie to us, to deceive us, and then lead us to our defeats. These people, what do they have in common? They all worship Satan. They also want the worst that this world could possibly ever be. What is the worst this world could ever possibly be? Well, it would be the destruction of freedom, destruction of people being able to have an opinion, having a podcast, people being able to read truth in the news, people being able to spend any kind of money and to do anything good for this world, donate money. They don't want anything. They want complete control of every aspect of humanity. You know what's really bad in this world? Three things that are bad in this world. Radical Islam, communism, and atheism. Why? Because all three are involved in a war against the Western world. The Western world is at war with a communist conspiracy that seeks to destroy it, that seeks to raise complete evil. And if we are not backing the Western world, this world is going to descend into 1,000 years of darkness. And it is only going to take grotesque violence and killing to get back everything that has happened throughout humankind or human history. So here we are right now, and everyone's talking about tariffs, but they don't understand what is really happening beneath the scenes, which is a war. There is a war going on. So what do you think COVID was? Well, COVID came out of a lab. What was that? Do you think it was just, for some people, obviously it was paradise, sitting at home, nothing to do but watching movies. Oh yeah, I'm working from home. I'm getting all this, you know, it affected a lot of people. It almost bankrupted the United States of America. So what is Trump doing with these tariffs. It's called reversing everything. You put us in a situation where we are within a millimeter of our economy collapsing. And remember how we talked about on this podcast, how it was teetering, it was about to go off the tracks. What do you think he's trying to do? He's trying to take this train and put it on the right tracks. And it's economic warfare, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. All he's doing is threefold. Okay. First one, he's putting tariffs on because he's labeling every nation with tariffs. And he's going to decide which nations are good to the United States of America and which ones are bad. If you're bad toward America, we're going to tariff you up the wazoo. If you're good to America, we're not going to have any tariffs whatsoever. We can do business. What else is he doing? He's driving the dollar down. Why is he driving the dollar down? Well, he plans to cut taxes, so more jobs, more prosperity will come, people will spend more money, and therefore the debt as a percentage of GDP will be a lot smaller, and therefore the economy will survive. Maybe they will also try to refinance their debt at a lower rate. The last thing he's trying to do is economic warfare on the perpetrators of all this scam, which are the communists, which are Russia and China, specifically in regards to oil prices and tariffs. Why? Well, because he's separating things and polarizing it. Number one is China and the business that they do with the Western world probably is going to change forevermore from this point onward. Second of all, Russia and its economic or military depends on oil prices to be high. This is so they can finance and do all their wars. Well, if oil prices all crumble, how's Russia ever going to militarily survive? Trump is backing the enemy of the Western world into a corner. Number one, to reveal itself. Number one, to reveal the black, how they control people. And number three, he's economically cutting them at the knees so they can't finance this anymore. They're putting them in a position where they have to do something and they make a mistake. That's truly what is going on. Now, when you go to Canada and you look at what's going on in Canada, Canada is a completely different story. It all relates to war, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to have a war with Russia and China before taking care of your home turf and obviously Canada, Greenland, that kind of thing. So in regards to all this, what's going to happen in the future of Canada? Well, you saw that Trump basically didn't put any additional tariffs on Canada whatsoever. But Mark Carney and crew said, hey, we're going to put more tariffs on automobiles. We're going to put more tariffs on this. And I expect the government of Canada is going to continue this warfare against the United States of America. It's going to be really interesting to see what Trump does economically to Canada in regards to these tariffs in the future and how he plans to kind of weaken the country. Yes, is he going to weaken the country? I absolutely believe so. He's going to weaken it in multiple ways, which I predict, inviting a portion of the population to come down to Canada, maybe exposing what's going to happen in the election coming up, and obviously militarily as well. I don't expect anything militarily to happen between the two nations. So you're going to see this kind of divide grow. And it's going to be really interesting to watch. On the next show, we're going to talk about actually the Canadian election. We're going to have the insider. The insider is currently working with a bunch of conservative candidates and obviously the election. And we're going to talk to him directly about what is happening in regards to obviously Mark Carney, Pierre Poilievre. What is going on with these polls, ladies and gentlemen? Is the Liberal Party really 10 points up of the conservatives? We'll talk about all that. Until then, stay tuned.